What was the parlor used for? Could you tell me more about that and what kind of furniture you had in it?
Let me see. I don't believe I have. I have a bed in here that belonged to my grandfather Stokes. And he wasn't. He didn't go to the Civil War because he had tuberculosis. He was ill during the war, and he bought this bed in New Orleans before the Civil War, and it was shipped to Grenada up some river. What river is there from New Orleans up to Grenada? Yazoo.
Yazoo, I suppose.
I suppose so. Well, it was shipped
and across the Yazoo.
And that, I don't believe I have any of Mother's furniture. She had my sister, who lives in this home, Sanders' home, has Mother's bedroom furniture. Of course, it was marble top dressers and an old wardrobe with it.
Now, the wardrobe was a very tall piece of furniture.
Yes, very tall, but it didn't have the mirror doors like so many have. It had, I guess you would call it lacquered doors.
I see. And that was just a place to hang clothes in the absence of closets.
It had two doors to open. One door was for hangers and the other was shelves.
While we're speaking of the bedroom and the bedroom furniture, would you describe how the beds were arranged, what kind of mattress and how they were made up? And I'm particularly interested in your childhood experiences.
We didn't,
there.
I declare, I guess Mother bought the mattresses. I don't, I have heard of mattresses being made, but I don't think Mother ever made one. And I just really don't know about that.
And you'd use, of course, sheets on top of the bed. What did you use to keep warm?
Quilts.
You had quilts?
And blankets, of course.
But mostly quilts?
Mostly quilts, yeah.
Did your family make them or did you buy them?
Well, Mother didn't make them.
She didn't?
Mm-mm.
And did she have something ornamental to put over the bed during the day?
Yeah, and had pillow shams. The Mother would put two pillows down flat, and then she had two big old pillows, great big ones, that she'd stand up like this and then put a pretty sham over the pillows.
That's the pillow sham.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah.
So that was just for ornament then? It was not
take them down at night when you go to bed. You had to get all that off.
I see. What did you call the piece of material over the bed that you would be for the ornament?
Called it a counterpane.
And were those?
Now, we did have, I think my daughter has it, an old coverlet. You know what that is. Mother lived in Grenada County, Grenada, Mississippi, which is, you know where it is, near, just below Memphis. And the Yankees invaded the home. And the home they lived in was, I don't know whether, I guess it was two-story. Anyway, it had a basement. And these soldiers just went through the house and took anything they wanted and packed it on their horses. And her daddy had an old servant named Mose. And whenever these soldiers would go back upstairs to get something else, he'd slip out of the basement and unload the horses and take it back. Well, this coverlet was one thing that Mose rescued.
That's fascinating.
Off the horse. Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating. I see. So that as the soldiers went up, he would simply just.
Yeah, and one thing Mother told me, they had a milk house. Of course, way back then there was no ice. But they had a milk house